also say to the world, and it is necessary at this very stage to say it, that as far as South Africa is concerned, we won't be governed from anywhere outside South Africa.
The higher you build your barriers, the taller I become.
Here comes the next one. It's lapped away, and is he going to be caught at backward short leg? Yes, he's out. He's held there in Verarity at backward square leg, and D'Oliveira is out. D'Oliveira out, then caught in Verarity. Bold mallet for 158, and here's the applause as he comes in.
You can decide to turn your face away, no matter, 'cause there's something inside so strong.
If England choose Basil D'Oliveira as part of their squad, as somebody who's been driven out of South Africa in order to make their in order to play cricket, but also contradicts the whole ideology of apartheid, which is the superiority of the white race. If he gets chosen for England to go to South Africa, that is a denial and a huge snub to everything which South Africa stands for.
The more you refuse to hear my voice, the louder I will sing.
I never got over it. Even my wife joined me the year after that. It was still something that you looked upon. You went to the picture houses, you know, and you sat there and you look around, you see all white faces. And you look at her and she looked at me, well, we've never done this before. What's going on here? And you just had that tension built up inside you all the time. Nothing to do, no antagonism from outside. It's just yourself, your own attitude towards what you're seeing around you.
Something inside so strong.
The team has constituted now is not the team of the MCC. It is the team of the anti-apartheid movement. I now say on behalf of South Africa, whereas we were always prepared to play host to the MCC, we are not prepared to receive a team thrust upon us.
Well, one of the disappointments for British cricket, of course, because it'd be a long time, I take it, before another tour can go to South Africa, if Mr. Foster's words are final. What would have happened if there hadn't been all the political ballyhoo of recent week about Mr. D'Oliveira's non-selection? I don't know. They might have taken the team. But at any rate, it's a very sad day for cricket.
Something inside so strong.